There was once one great saint from Vrindavan. And when he left this world, his disciples compiled his biography. And they called the biography A Miracle of Love. This was the title of the book which the disciples compiled in glorification of their spiritual master. A Miracle of Love. So when we think of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, we must say that he was a miracle of divine love, spiritual love, prema. And he actually opened the prema dham of Sri Vrindavan, the spiritual world, to the eyes and hearts of everyone in the world, including this most fortunate one sitting here this evening. Because everyone in this world is actually searching for love. Love is the very substance of reality. Love is the very commodity by which we thrived and live for and live by. Life without love is meaningless. There's no reason to live if one does not taste love. But we've been searching life after life for that perfect love, that perfect relationship. Rasa. In Sanskrit it says rasa. Rasa is two syllables, ra and sa. Rasa is two syllables, ra and sa. Rara means essence. The essence of reality, the essence of life itself, is none other than rasa. What is that ras? Ras, Krishna tells in Gita, rasoham apsukonteya, prabhasmi shashisuryo. I am the ras. I am that taste of pure water. Rasoham apsukonteya, prabhasmi shashisuryo. I am the prabha. I am the light of the surya and the shashi. I am the soft glow of the moon and purnima. And I am the brilliant scorching rays of the sun at midday. Prabhasmi shashi suryo. So Krishna is saying, I am that taste, I am that rasa. So everyone is looking for taste, for juice, for flavor, life after life. But there's something very special that's contained in the heart of the pure devotee. A very special type of ras. It is called prema ras. And prema is something that is not found in this world. As Pujapad Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj was speaking, we have to go beyond this world. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartin arjuna mamo petya tukanteya punar janmana vidyate. Abrahma bhuvana loka, from Brahma loka, Satya loka, Tapa loka, Jana loka, the upper planetary systems to the lower planetary systems, Rasatala, Talatala, all are places of misery, kunta, difficulty, klesh, affliction, suffering. Everyone is suffering. The rich, the poor, the young, the old, the beautiful, the ugly. Backache, bellyache. If you go on the Vrindavan, you go to Govardhan Parikrama. And you walk on the Govardhan Parikrama, and there are many salesmen there, many dawa dukans, impromptu, you can say makeshift shops where they're selling medicine. Sital pain balm. Sheetal pain balm, kamar dard, pate dard, sheer dard. Ye shariram, dukam mandiram. This phrase that Brijbasi pundits will tell you. Ye shariram, dukam mandiram. This body, this kalevaram, this sharir, is a mandir. It is a temple of suffering. But it is meant to be a temple of love. Where is that temple? Is a temple our skin? Our brown skin? Our white skin? Our yellow skin? No, this is not the temple of love. This is the mandir of dukkha. Dukkha. Suffering. But the temple of love is in the heart. This is the temple of love is in the heart. And Srila Prabhupada came from Prem Dham. We say Sri Dham Vrindavan. Shri Dham Brindavan, Brindavan, the forest of Tulsi. Tulsi means incomparable. Nothing can compare with the holy abode of Krishna and his eternal associates, his Nitya Parishads. They live in a land of desperation. Some acharyas, they describe this material world, Bhur Bhuvaswa, the plane of exploitation. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. One person is using another person for his own advantage. And that is explained in the Bhagavatam. Jivo jivasya jivanam, apadani chaduspadam, sahastanam sahastani. It's telling in the Bhagavatam, Vyasamuni is saying, ahastani sahastanam. Those living entities that have no hands, ahasta means akara, no hand, ahat. They have no hands, they are the food, they are food for those with hands. Or the four-legged, jivo jivasya jivanam, falguni tatra mahadam. The weak are the subsistence for the strong. Everywhere, this is the rule of the material world. Might is right. So therefore, this entire jagat, this entire material world is a plane of exploitation. There is no pure love here. There's no shuddha bhav. Everything is mixed and contaminated. I'll do this for you if you do this for me. But this is not the plane of the Vaikuntha. When we travel beyond the Karna Samudra and enter the Paravyom, that spiritual domain, the spiritual sky, as Prabhupada translated this word Paravyom, he translated Paravyom, the transcendental sky, Paravyom, into spiritual sky. The spiritual sky. I have come to take you all to the spiritual sky. And what is the nature of the spiritual sky? What is going on there? There's Lakshmi Narayan and all the dedicated servants serving with reverence and respect and discipline and regard and feelings. So therefore, Vaikuntha is described as a plane of dedication. There is love in a dedicated way. Everything moves nicely on the basis of seva. Lakshmi serves Narayan. She massages his feet. And all the Parishads and Vaikunthavasis, they're serving Lord Narayan. Puja, Artik, Archan, Stuti, Stava, Prartana. Everything is moving very nicely. But if we cross over the Vaikuntha atmosphere and go higher and higher and higher, we will come to a beautiful planet that's shaped like a lotus flower. The object of beauty that compels everyone's attraction or causes everyone to look and attracts everyone is the lotus. It is one of the symbols of beauty in this world. The Kamal, the Padma, the lotus flower. Pink lotus, yellow, blue, white. Very beautiful. So many petals. And in Yoga Shastras, in Patanjali's Yoga Shastra, it describes the Sahasra Padma Chakra. Sahasra Padma. That when you go higher and higher from one chakra to another, up the yoga system, the yogic ladder, through meditation, through asan, pranayam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, dhruva anusmriti, samadhi, finally you get to this chakra, Sahasra Padma. This chakra is envisioned to be a thousand-petaled lotus sitting on the top of the head. And the yogis raise their atma to that level through the yoga system, Ashtanga Yoga. So this Goloka Vrindavan is shaped like a beautiful lotus flower. The planet is shaped like a lotus flower. And in the middle of that lotus flower is a place called Brajagokul. Shri Vrindavan Dham. It is called Shri Dham Vrindavan. It's the Dham of Shri. Shri means beauty. It means wealth. It means attraction. It means the embodiment of this love principle. And if one enters that land of Vrindavan, he will enter the plane of desperation. The material world is the plane of exploitation. Vaikuntha atmosphere is a plane of dedication. But Braj, The land of Nanda Baba and Yashoda and Radha and Krishna and the Gopas, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal. This is the plane, the atmosphere of desperation. The eternal associates of Krishna, he puts them in such a position that they become desperate. He brings them to the point of devastation. And there's such intensities of love exchanged there. This is called Prem Dham, the abode of pure love. Kevala Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Braja Prem. And Srila Prabhupada has brought that Vrindavan to this world. This is a miracle. That's why he is the miracle of divine love. Because everyone has been searching. Where is that perfect man? Where is that perfect lady? Where is that perfect relationship? It's there. It can be found. And Prabhupada opened the doors. He said, here it is. It's in your heart. Vrindavan's in your heart. And the heart of Krishna and the heart of Radharani have been brought down from the spiritual world. And that the heart of Krishna has been established in this world in Sri Brajabhumi. And if we enter there, if we enter the land of Vrindavan, which Prabhupada has given to the entire world, we're actually entering the heart of Krishna. We're entering the heart of Radharani. We are entering the land of desperation. And in that land of desperation, where we become desperate to serve Krishna, we become desperate to remember Krishna, then what happens is gradually, day by day, the lotus of our heart sprouts one petal, and then a second petal, and a third, and a fourth. As we cross over kam, krodh, lobh, moha, cheto darpana marjanam, the chit darpan, the mirror of our consciousness must become pure. If the mirror is covered with dust, you cannot see your reflection. Mirror is covered with dirt, you have to wipe the mirror. So this consciousness, this chit, this man, this mind, this heart is a darpan. And we are meant to see something in that mirror of consciousness. We are meant to see ourself, the Atma, Atma darshan, Atma drishti, to see the self. So when we see the self, we will see, oh, the Supreme Lord has created me in such a way that He wants me to love Him in a particular rasa, in a particular way. But I could never see the reflection. I could never see myself in the mirror of my consciousness, because the mirror of my consciousness has been covered by the thick dirt and layer of lust. Kam, krodh, moha. Kam, krodh, lobh, greed, anger. So I would look in the mirror, I would see a dusty frame, a frame covered by dust. My heart was just four sides. No reflection, no shine, no image, nothing perceived. Who am I? I'm Mr. Gupta, Mr. Sunil Gupta, and I own a clothing store. I'm a kaprawala. This is my manifest destiny. This is the be-all and end-all of my existence. Where is this urge within me coming from? Where is this pushing within me that's pushing me to search for love? Real feelings, exchanges without selfishness. True giving without any idea of receiving. Where is this coming from? It is coming from the Atma. This is Atma Prem. The Atma is full of, it's the inherent quality of the Atma to love God. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Shravanadi, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai, one verse. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koraya Udai. Udai, Prem Udai. That love will rise in our heart the minute we turn towards Krishna. Oh, Prabhupada said, don't stop what you're doing. Do what you're doing, but add Krishna. Do what you're doing, but add a drop of Prem, Krishna Prem. How can we attain this Krishna Prem? This is the goal of life. Prema Purushartha. The Purushartha. I am a Purusha. I am an enjoyer. I am a man. I am a person. What is the desirable thing for me? The art, Purush art. Well, I desire happiness. I want a sense of fulfillment about my life and my activities. I want to feel fulfilled. And I have a hankering to be recognized. And I want to be accepted. And I want to contribute something to others. And moreover, I want to give love and I want to be loved. This is the nature of every human being and every planet of the country, of the world. But who is realizing these aspirations? Who is attaining fulfilling these desires of the soul? No one, unless they turn to Krishna. So this is the message of Bhagavad Gita. The message of Bhagavad Gita is fighting for Krishna, establishing dharma, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir, glanir, dharmasya glani. Dharma was broken. What was broken? What was broken? Hearts were broken. Dhritarashtra, he broke the heart of Yudhisthira. What did Duryodhana do? He broke the heart of the Pandavas. Dharma means prem. Because the ultimate dharma is called prem dharma. To love God, that is the ultimate dharma. So the whole Bhagavad Gita, the whole Kurukshetra is all about establishing braja prem. Shuddha bhakti. When we say, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. In the 7th chapter of Gita, Krishna is telling, whenever and wherever there's a rise of irreligion and a dharmasya glani, a break in religion. Religion means religio. Religio means to connect again, to reunite with your beloved. Religio. Religio means religion. We say dharm. Dharm means the essential quality of a thing. That is the dharm. What is the dharma of sugar? The dharma of sugar is sweetness. If you separate sweetness from sugar, it is not chini. It is not sugar. What is the dharma of green chilies, hara mirch? The dharma of hara mirch, it is pungent, it is hot. So this is the essential nature. So the essential nature of the atma. What is my real dharma is love. Love for who? Love for body? Love for country, nation, family, friends? Yes, this is true. We should love our spiritual body and love the body of God and love the nation of God, love the country of God. This is the homeland of the soul. People often say, "Oh Maharaj, I had a wonderful time in Vrindavan. I went on Giraj Prikrama. I took snan in Jamuna. I'm very happy. Now I'm going home." I said, "Really? How unfortunate. How unfortunate. You're going home? Where is your home?" "Oh, my home is Mumbai." "You think so? You think this is your home? This is the home of your flesh. This is the home of your body. It is not the homeland of the soul. The homeland of the soul is the spiritual world, the celestial world." And this is what Srila Prabhupada is trying to really show us, that he gave us Bhagavad Gita to show us the path of love. Krishna is talking about love throughout the Bhagavad Gita. He wants to reestablish the love between Dhritarashtra and Yudhisthira. And sometimes to reestablish love, you have to slap someone. The child may be misbehaving with the parents and not showing his proper love, because love means obedience. This is one aspect of love, to obey the beloved, to serve and please the beloved. So the child may go off the wrong direction and cause displeasure to the parents. So they may slap him, correct him, chastise him. So the rod of chastisement is often used to bring out the love within the heart. So this Bhagavad Gita, which is the gift that Prabhupada gave, because if you read the purports of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, there's something very special being mentioned there. Throughout the different tikkas and purports, he's always mentioning Yashoda Nandan, Partha Sarathi. He's always alluding to and intimating about Prem Dham, Sri Vrindavan. And this is what attracted all of us, the Western devotees, because we had everything. As Maharaj was explaining, Jayadvaita Maharaj. Prabhupada used the phrase when he was preaching, he says, the Indians have become like new crows. Very harsh, harsh statement. But our Gurudev, he was guru. Guru. What does this word guru mean? Gu means darkness. Gu, darkness. It almost sounds like the English. We have an English colloquial word called gu. Something that's gooey, goo. Gu means darkness. And ru means light. And to remove. So guru is that personality who removes the darkness of ignorance. So Srila Prabhupada was Jagat Guru, guru for the universe. So he was removing darkness, so in a very powerful way. So he said that the Indian people, the Dharma Dwajis of this whole world, the Dharma Dwaj, the carriers of the flag of Dharma, everywhere, every Western country and Western person knows, oh, India, that is the land of Dharma, the land of religion, sacred rivers, holy temples, holy men, sadhus, festivals, Kumbh Mela, so many holy books. It is the land of Dharma. But now India is becoming the land of adharma. Yashastravidim utsrija vartate kamakarata. Yashastravidim utsrija. Who needs Shastra? Who needs Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Upanishads? As Maharaj was mentioning, we should study Isopanishad and learn about Bhagavan Krishna. Yashastrividim utsrija vartate kamakarata. I don't need Shastra. I need science. I don't need Shastra Vidhi. I don't need Yama and Niyama to guide my life. I need to do whatever I want. If it feels good, do it. If it feels good. Kartate vartate kamakarata. We follow the kam vartam, kam vartma, the path of lust. Whatever I want, I do. So when we disregard the Shastras, then nasa sinam avapnoti, nasukam nam param gatim. Krishna says, all right, take your science. Forget about Shastra. This is the age of technology. Rapid communication, cell phones, this thing, that. So many gadgets and trinkets to facilitate our so-called comfort. But in the name of comfort, everyone is uncomfortable. In the name of progress, everyone is degressing, not progressing, as Maharaj was saying. So now we have science, we don't need Shastra. But Prabhupada is trying to show us, look at this Bhagavad Gita. The answer to all that you want is in the Bhagavad Gita. That there's someone that has love for you, and he's sitting in your heart. And if you turn your face towards him, then he will turn his heart towards you. Prabhupada used this beautiful phrase which caught the minds and hearts of all of his disciples. Prabhupada used to say sometimes, which is immortally etched on the walls of our hearts. He used to say, if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. Such seemingly simple phrase, but it is laden with a deep import. It captivated our mind. Yes, I only have to take one step. Yeya tam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. If I only take one step towards Krishna, this is love. He loves us so much. If we just turn one step, he runs to us. Yes, oh, you turn to me. Finally. After millions and millions of lifetimes in this world, now you've turned your face to me. Krishna, help me. Krishna, I'm yours. Then Krishna runs with his arms open. Yes, my beloved, you are mine and I am yours. You're giving your love to me. I've been holding my love for you for a million lifetimes, waiting, hoping, praying that you would open your heart to me. Now, take my love. And once we receive a drop of Krishna's love, a bindu, Prem Bindu, one drop of Krishna's love, then we can forsake the entire material world. We can walk out on the material world. We can say goodbye. I've had enough. It's told in Puranas, when that day comes, when one can come before Lord Ram, or come before Lord Krishna in their Archa Murti, in their Archa Avatar, and come before them with folded hands. And folded hands, sometimes we have this term Pushpanjali. We worship Guru with Pushpanjali. We put some flowers in our hand and we offer at Guru's feet or Thakurji's feet. Hey Bhagavan, we offer some flowers. Patram Pushpam Palam Doyam Yome Bhakti Prayachati. Krishna is saying, no, noi, nahi, nahi. I don't want you. I'm telling in Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. You offer me a leaf, a flower, water, something, some fruit, some phal. But then the most important thing is not to make the offering, but is the bhakti prayachati. The heart must be put inside. So therefore, when we're offering Pushpanjali to Guru or Krishna, what should be in our hands? Our heart. Our heart should be in our hands. Krishna, it's yours. From this day forward, I offer my heart at your feet. And I promise you, I will never leave your service. I'm dedicating whatever I have, whatever Guru has given me, I am offering it all at your lotus feet. And what does Krishna do in return? He accepts your heart. And what does he put into your heart? He creates a mood of desperation. He creates a bhav of desperation where you become desperate. Where is that beautiful boy? When Bilva Mangala was coming to Vrindavan, he met a prostitute in South India, Chintamani. And she said, why are you mad after my flesh? You're so much desperate for my flesh. You should be desperate for Krishna. Oh, where does Krishna stay? Oh, Krishna's a beautiful blue boy. And he plays the flute. And he lives in Vrindavan. Oh, where is Vrindavan? Oh, it's in North India. You have to go some distance. Oh, thank you. I will go there. So Bilva Mangala made a journey to Vrindavan in search of Sri Krishna. And on the way, he stopped to drink some water at a well. And there was a beautiful lady there filling some pots of water, carrying on her head. And when he saw that lady, the prabdha karma, the samskaras, the prabdha karma, the lust imprinted in his heart, the karmic desires, the papa bijam, the sinful desires, the lusty desires in his heart, they rose up. Kamaesha, Krodaesha, Rajaguna, Samudbhava. Rajaguna, Samudbhava. By contacting that passionate form of the beautiful, voluptuous woman, Rajaguna, Samudbhava. Samudbhava means it. The association with Rajagun, it stimulated that samskara for lusty activities in his heart. Kamaesha, Krodaesha, Rajaguna, Samudbhava. And then he followed that lady home to her house, and she went inside. Then he knocked on the door, and her husband came out. And he said, you're at my door. Please come in. You're like Atiti Narayan. You're an uninvited guest. Please come in. You seem to be a yatri. You're traveling, a traveling pilgrim. Have some water. Here's a seat. How are you? I'm very happy to receive such a mendicant in my house. What? Here, take some food. This is, of course, the culture, to receive a saintly person. Swagatam, swagatam. Aye, aye. Betiye, betiye. Aha, jai ho, Maharaj. Of kaise? Pani chaye, pani, ha. Receiving saintly person. So then, the grihastha man, the husband, the man, he said, is there anything that I can offer you? He said, yes. I want to see your wife. So he said, all right, you see my wife. So then the wife came and her hair was pulled back and there were some hairpins in her hair. The Brahmin's wife, there were some hairpins. So she came in and said, yes, how may I serve you? With folded hands. Yes, how may I serve you, Prabhu? or whatever they would say, Yatri Maharaj. He said, yes, please give me two of your hairpins. So she took out, and he took the two hairpins. He stuck the pins in his eyes, and he became blind. And so much blood's coming out, and so much pain. Oh, what have you done? Well, this is horrible. What's going on in my house? And she's calling for her husband, and he comes running. Oh. And he became blind. Bilva Mangala became blind to this world. And then he started to journey towards Vrindavan, taking his steps towards Vrindavan. And then Krishna came, because it's very difficult to find Vrindavan if you're blind. How can you find your way? So Krishna came disguised as a beautiful boy and took Bilva Mangala by the hand and led him to Vrindavan. And Bilva Mangala, he entered Vrindavan and he became so purified by his hankering to see Vrindavan, his hankering to serve the Lord. It took the shape of repentance. He became repentance for all, repentive and repentant for all of his sins of his previous life. So the combination of repentance, and he was praying to the Lord. When he touched the sanctified land of Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, then deep feelings for Krishna started to rise in his heart. And he started to write poetry. Krishna Karna Amrita. Nectarine words in glorification of Krishna. Words which will fill the ears with nectar. And Krishna used to come and listen to his... He would sometimes recite his shlokas. And Krishna would sit there, would appear there. Prakash. He would give his darshan, but he couldn't see. And sometimes he would play with Bilva Mangala Thakur. Hey Baba, what did you write today? And Bilva Mangala would recite some beautiful poem, Sanskrit shloka, in glorification of Krishna. And Krishna is standing there in front of him, but he doesn't know because he's blind. And then, sometimes, because Krishna is very playful, as we were saying the other day, he's Dear Lalita Nayak. So that means he's expert at joking. He's very cunning and playful. Lalita. So then he's playing with Bilva Mangala. Bilva Mangala is blind. He says, hey Baba, come on. And he takes him by the hand, come on, let's play. Come on. And then Bilva Mangala, he pulls back, he says, oh no, come on, I'm old man, I can't play. You're a young boy, I can't play with you. He says, come on. And then at a certain point, Bilva Mangala realized he felt some transcendental emotions flooding his heart. His mind became surcharged with a feeling that he never experienced in his life. And with that feeling and transformation, he understood, I think this little boy that's playing with me, that's coming every day and joking with me and playing with me, I think this is my Ishtadev. This is my beloved Lord. This is Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. And he wrote about Govinda and Damodar and Madhav. The Damodar, he's bound my heart with his love. And Govinda, he's attracted all my senses. And I have no eyes to see anything in this world, but he's given me the eyes to see his form, which is transcendental. And Madhav, he is the husband of the goddess of fortune, Madhava. But he has made me his wife. He is my Madhav, because he has made me fortunate by giving me his darshan, by giving me his holy name. So he's writing, Bilva Mangala is writing, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. And then he realizes, yes, this boy. And then he speaks, he says, yes, you can get beyond my hands. I can't grasp you. You can get beyond my hands, but you can never get out of my heart. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. So this is Krishna. He gets into the heart in such a way that one becomes desperate. That's why Rupa Goswami, he warns everyone in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's kind of a negative warning. He says, listen, if you are all attached, if you are attached to society, the Bollywood society, high fashion movies, culture. You know. If you're attached to high society and you're attached to friendship and family, then don't go to Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna, especially during Sharad Ritu, during fall, autumn, when the full moon is rising over the Yamuna and the soothing, cooling, embracing rays of the moon are bathing the Yamuna Pulin, the bank of the Yamuna. The sparkling camphor white sands of the bank of Yamuna are dancing in the beautiful rays of the full moon. And there's one beautiful kadamba tree there that's blossoming with kadamba flowers, although it's out of season. And there's so much fragrance is there that your head spins around from the heady aroma. It's too much intoxicating. And standing under that tree, silhouetted by the tiny filters of moon coming through the leaves, is Shyam Sundar. Tribangalalitam niyataprakasham. Tribangalalitam niyataprakasham. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. He's standing there playing his flute and he's calling with his flute song. Please you come to me, my friend, and I will make your heart smile. Please you come to me, my friend, and your sojourn here will come to an end. He's playing his flute song, and if you see him, then your material life is finished. You'll become desperate. You'll run here. You'll become like a madman. Where is Krishna? Hey Krishna, where are you? Are you on the banks of the Yamuna? Are you in the caves of Govardhan or Gavarvan in Barsana? Like they have this song about Radharani in Vrindavan. Radhe Radhe Barsana me, Radhe Radhe Rasastali me, Radhe Radhe Jamuna Polina me, Radhe Radhe Rasastali me. Rasastali me, Barsana me, Nandagana me. Radharani, where are you? Kaha, kaha. Krishna, where are you? That means you're desperate when you're running here and you're running there. Krishna, are you here? And Krishna is saying, I'm here. I'm right here inside your heart. See? Ah, acha. Bhot badhiya. Bhot badhiya, darshan. Bhot sundar. Oh, hare. Oh, Shyam Sundar ki jai. We want this and nothing. We want success. They have all these advertisements and articles. India will become the leader of the world. India will become the number one nation. Yes, become the number one nation. This should become Prem Desh. This should be Krishna Prem Desh, the land of Krishna Prem, because it's known for that historically and globally. It's known as the land of religion. As we were discussing, religion, the final culmination of religion is nothing more than prem, not moksha. Moksha is nothing. To merge Brahmasuja moksha, Kaivalya, this is nothing. If I tell you I'm going to take you to the Chopadi beach and merge you into the sand, dig a hole and put you inside, will you like it? Yes, I'm going to merge you into the beach. Sayujya Mukti. Oh, that sounds exciting. Yes, dig a hole, put me in there. I merged in the sand. That sounds I want to really... Dharam, art, karma, moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Maharaj was saying, he did not come to teach moksha. He came to teach prem seva. And this is what moves the world, love. And this is what moves the Atma, love. And this is what moves the heart of the Lord, our love. Yashoda was chasing Krishna, trying to bind him with the ropes. So many ropes. She took so many ropes. She was desperate. Krishna, he enjoys making us desperate. This is one of his pastimes. Yashoda becomes desperate. Radharani becomes desperate. Sridham and Subal become desperate. The coward boys play with Krishna during the day. And at night they bring the cows to the Goshala. They go to their homes. They take their dinner. They take their bath and dinner. And then they spend some time with their mother and fathers, and their mother and fathers put them to sleep. Shridam, Subal, Madamangal, Gobata, Bhadrasain, Mandala Bhadra. So many coward boys, suckers. They can't sleep at night. They lie like this. They lie down like this. Then they go, oh. And they look at their watch. Oh, when is it? Oh, is it sunrise? Oh, it's only 9 o'clock. And then they go, oh, I got to... Why are they so disturbed? They never get a good night's rest. The coward boys are tossing and turning and tossing and turning and waiting for sunrise. Why? Why are they so much desperate for sunrise? Because at sunrise, they'll have darshan of Krishna. Their beloved Sakha. Their Priya Sakha, their Priya Narma Sakha, Krishna. So they're desperate. They can't. When you're desperate about something, you can't sleep. If you're expecting someone to come at a certain time, then you're he's supposed to come here at 7 o'clock. And if a woman is waiting for her beloved to arrive at a certain time, she becomes very eager. It's called utkantita. Utkantita bhav. Becomes eager. It's so interesting, the Sanskrit language. Utkantita. So when one is eager, what happens? This is called kanta. The throat. The neck. And uto means to rise. To rise up. To extend. So utkantita bhav means that feeling. That feeling rises, that anticipation, that eagerness to meet the beloved rises in the heart to such an extent that your neck goes like this. Where's my beloved? You open the door. When the lady opens the door waiting for her beloved, she doesn't open the door and say, where's my beloved? I guess he's not coming. No, she's going, oh, is he there? Is he coming there by his car? Or is he coming there? Huh? Utkanti. Throat extended. Because of affection. Bhav in the heart. Of course, it's mundane. It's material. It's temporary. It's limited. But this is the type of bhav which Krishna creates in the hearts of his devotees. They become extremely eager to serve him. They become extremely eager to glorify Him and to associate with Him and to attain Him and to return to His spiritual world. Utkantita bhav. And that utkantita is only the shadow of the desperation that Krishna casts with the light of His love. With the light of Krishna's love, which is spread across Braja Gokul, He is creating these various shadows and aspects. So now everyone's desperate for material achievement and desperate for educational success. But when we come in the line of bhakti, the bhakti marg, we will become desperate for Krishna. But in that search for Krishna, in that hankering to meet Krishna, we will experience Him drop by drop, piece by piece, part by part. He will play a game with us. Krishna will play a game with us like He does in Braj. When you go to Nandagaon, or actually you go to Kamyavan, there's a place called Luki Luki Kund. Luki Luki Kund. Kund. Kund, as you know, Kund means sarovara, lake, some lake, body of water, reservoir of water. And in Sanskrit, Luki Luki means hide and seek. Krishna plays hide and seek with the gopis of Braj. And it's interesting because when we think of English, we looky looky means you hide and I looky for you. You're hiding from me and I'm looky. I'm looking for you. You close your eyes and count to 10. And everybody runs and hides. This is a children's game. And then everyone tries to find that person. You look for him. So it's called looky looky. So there's a lake there that commemorates this pastime where Krishna played with the gopis. It's a very sweet pastime. With your permission, we would like to speak that. Is it all right? Thank you. So Krishna, in the hot summer days, they would go to take a bath in this Luki Luki Kund. And they played a game of who can stay under the water longer. So the gopis would say, listen, Krishna, We'll all go underwater, and whoever comes up last, he wins the game. So they would say, okay, 1, 2, 3. And the gopis would all dive underwater, and Krishna would dive underwater. And then they would see who comes up last, because he has more reserve of oxygen, he has better underwater stamina, ability. So then the gopis are very clever, because, you know, this is the nature of women. They're very clever. So this has its origin there also. So the gopis would go underwater for 1 second and then come up. And Krishna, meanwhile, is under the water. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Holding his breath. And then when Krishna is about to come up from the underwater and show his head, then the gopis go under. They go down under the water. And Krishna says, they're still under the water? I was under the water for 5 minutes. How is it possible? All the gopis are under the water. Then he would just stand there. Then they would come up. Oh, you're already here. Oh, Krishna, you lost the game. Krishna said, okay, wait. Let's play again. Best of three. We'll try three times, and whoever wins the bet. Okay. One, two, three. And everyone goes under the water. And then the gopis come up after 1 second. And Krishna's, about to blow up. And he stays for 6 minutes under the water. Then when he comes up, the gopis, when he's about to come up, the gopis go down under the water. Then they come up, and Krishna says, all right, how is it possible? So now Krishna, he's not so slow. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from Krishna. Also, we heard in a lecture, right? Smriti, aponam. Remembrance now is smriti aponam. Remembrance comes from Krishna. So he also has some good intelligence. Buddhiman. So he thinks, oh, okay. This is what the gopis are doing. Okay. So Krishna went underwater. Then he swam all the way to the other side. He ran up the mountain and went in a cave. And he's watching. So the gopis, they're waiting. When's Krishna coming up? He's not coming up. They don't see him. Then what happens? They become desperate. He puts the gopis in the mood of desperation, and they become, and then utkanti tabhav. They're next. Where'd he go? Krishna kaha? Sham kaha? Damodar? Where are you? And he's watching. Ah, very good. Now you should squirm a little bit. You should sweat a little bit. You should develop your eagerness. And then finally, he took his vamsi and played such a tune. Vamsi Dari, Krishna Murari. Right? Beautiful. And the gopis saw, oh, you're up there. And then they ran to meet him. So as this pastime, this Krishna Leela is illustrating, Krishna plays games with his devotees. So we should understand, when we embark on the bhakti marg, when we start to tread on the path of devotion, that Krishna will start to play games with us. It'd be very much fun. So sometimes he will show himself to us, embrace us with his mercy, embrace us with his kindness, and do all kinds of wonderful things for us. Everything just turns out right. We get this break and that break, and oh, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's giving. I got the promotion. I got the new car. I got the new house. Oh, hey, Hare Krishna. This is working. Krishna's really helping me. I'm getting Krishna's mercy. I go to the temple. I'll give a donation. I'll read the Bhagavad Gita. This is great. It's working. Hare Krishna. And then, sometimes Krishna plays hide and seek. And then we can't find him. Hey, what's happening? I got fired. I just got a promotion and a raise in my pay, and a month later I got fired. I got kicked off the job or whatever they say. Hey, this isn't Krishna's mercy. Forget this. No more chanting. No, this is really Krishna's mercy. Because if Krishna really loves you, then he'll take away all your teddy bears and give you his embrace. Now the girls, they like to embrace the teddy bears. They'll say, hey, what are you embracing all these things for? It's all Maya. Let go. Take my embrace. So his loving embrace comes in different ways. Sometimes he has to slap us. Sometimes he has to punish us. Sometimes we have to take one step back before we can take 5 steps forward. But it is all the divine play of the Absolute. It is all the sweet exchanges of Krishna and his devotee. We, each and every jiva in this entire universe, is a devotee of Krishna, including me and you. And every American, Amar Khan. Hare Krishna. So every person everywhere in the world, they're a devotee of the Lord. And when that mirror, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, when the Chit Darpan, when the mirror of our consciousness becomes cleansed, and how do we clean that mirror? With a kapra? With Windex? With some spray? You spray some psh, psh. Or newspaper? Newspaper is very good for cleaning glass. No, we cleanse that mirror with mantra. We don't do it. Krishna does it. From within the heart. He says, oh, you're trying to clean your consciousness? That's a good joke. You can never do it yourself. Shringvatam swakata Krishna punya shavana kirtana ridyantasta yabhadrani virunoti saritsatam. I'm sitting in your heart. I will do it. You can't. You think that you can cleanse your heart yourself? So much greed. So, mahapap. Greed and lust, anger, all so much sin. But if you try, then I will personally do it. I will cleanse the mirror of your consciousness. You simply have to try. And when the mirror of your consciousness is pure, then you will see yourself, as we mentioned in the beginning. You will have, first you'll see your body. When your consciousness begins to become pure by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will see your body. And you will realize, my body belongs to God. And it's my body and senses, my Gyanindriya and Karmindriya, and these Tanmatras and everything at my command should be engaged in the service of Krishna. Ishavasyam idam savam. He's the Ishavasyam, he owns everything. Jagat tena tukat, everything. Then as we continue to clean, because the image is hazy in the beginning. The image in the mirror is hazy because it's not fully clean and shiny. The consciousness is not fully pure. So first you have Deha Darshan. Deha Darshan means you see your body and understand with that vision that I am a servant of Krishna. And I should engage my body. Savaya Mana Krishna Padara Vindayora Vashamsi Vaikuntha Gunarna Varnane. I should engage my body in the service of Krishna, like Ambarish Maharaj. And then as we continue to clean the mirror, by the continual process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, as we continue rubbing, we means as Krishna does for us, from his temple of prema in the heart, Krishna is cleaning very nicely. Then we will have, as we progress in bhakti, we will see in that mirror, that chit darpan, the mirror of the heart, we will have atma darshan. First there's deha darshan, then there's atma darshan. Who am I? What is my swarup? What is my actual spiritual form? I know I'm not American. I'm not Indian. I'm not man, woman, fat, thin, rich, poor. I realize that by the grace of God and his form of this Maha Mantra. So, neti neti. I know what I am not. But who am I in the land of enchantment? Who am I in the Prem Dham, Sri Dham Vrindavan? That will be seen in the mirror of your heart by chanting the holy name of Krishna. You will have Atma Darshan, Atma Sarup Darshan. What is the actual spiritual form? Satchidananda Vigraha. That form of bliss and awareness and eternality. That is us. We will see that. And when you're looking in a mirror, as everyone knows, you can see the image in the mirror, which may be your body, and you can see if there's someone standing behind you. You see the mirror. Oh, there I am. Oh, my husband's standing behind me. I'm brushing my hair. But I see in the mirror my image, but my husband has come in the room. So this is what happens. That when our heart becomes pure, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, we see ourselves in the mirror and we see Krishna standing behind us. This is called Sakshat Darshan, seeing Krishna. This is the sum and substance of human life, because only the eyes of the human, which are coated with prem, premanjana, churita, bhakti vilochanena, bhakti vilochan, only in the human form of life can we attain such eyes by which we can see Krishna. And that is actually the aim of human life, is to return, to serve and love Krishna. So we'll close our lecture on this point, that this Krishna consciousness movement is the movement of prema dharam. Prem dharam, Krishna prem, Radha Govinda yugo prem. Prabhupada's personal deities were Radha Govinda. When he went to New York, he installed Radha Govinda. In Calcutta, in his hometown, he installed Radha Govinda. Rupa Goswami's deities were Radha Govinda. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpajumadad Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto Sri Sri Radha Govinda Devo Preshta Alibi Sevyamano Samarami. These are the Sevamurtis. Sevyamano Samarami. So Prabhupada is always serving Radha Govinda Yugo in the spiritual world, in his spiritual form. And out of his generosity, out of his love, out of his all-encompassing love, he came down to this world and said, please, you see my heart? Do you remember in Treta Yuga when Hanuman came to preach? Hanuman also preached Prem Dharma, Dasya Bhakti, Dasya Rati. And he was preaching to one person. He said, oh, you're a monkey. How with your monkey eyes, how can you see Ram? How can you love Krishna? Ram. He said, yes, you see. And Hanuman opened his chest and there's Ram, Sita. And I'm there also. In the heart of the Lord, we are all residing there. We all have a room in the heart of the Lord. In the house of the Lord, each one of us has a room. So Prabhupada has come to this world in the Kali Yuga. Not in the Treta Yuga, in the Kali Yuga. This is the Prem Dharam Yuga. This is the Yuga Prem Dharam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And Prabhupada is his beloved servitor. Prabhupada has come to this world and he opened his heart. As a young boy, he opened his heart and says, look, look who's in my heart. Radha Govinda Yugal. The divine couple are dancing in my heart. They're playing in my heart. And I'm serving them there. Please, I'm inviting all of you. Please come into my heart and serve Radha Govinda. And so Prabhupada went around the world, to every continent of the world, and he took Radha Govinda out of his heart and he said, here, Radha Govinda, you stay here in Los Angeles and you call yourselves Rukmini Dwarkadish. And here, Radha Govinda, you stay here. You come out of my heart, Radha Govinda, and you stay in Juhu and we will call you Rasabihari. And Radha Govinda, you stay in Delhi and we will open our hearts in Delhi and let you come out and rule over there. You will reign over there as the Lord, as the king and queen of Prem. You shall rule over New Delhi and your name will be Partasarati. And in this way, Prabhupada went around the world opening his heart to everyone. So sometimes newspaper reporters would say, Swamiji, you are a famous guru. You have many disciples. So there are many gurus, they show miracles. They create gold in their hand, or they make something, they do some jadu, make something disappear, or stop a train. A train is running and they stop. Yogis, gurus, they have mystic power. Anima city, Lagima city, Kamavasita city, many cities they have. So you are a famous, renowned acharya. You must have some siddhis. You must have performed some miracles. And Prabhupada said, and there were many disciples sitting in the darshan with Prabhupada, 40, 50 disciples and a few newspaper reporters interviewing Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Swamiji, what miracles have you performed? And Prabhupada took his hand like this and said, "These are all my miracles. These devotees are all my miracles." So this is a fact that Prabhupada, he is the miracle worker. There was some famous humanitarian some years ago, I don't remember, known as the miracle worker. Well, Prabhupada, he is the transcendental miracle worker. And if we were ever to write our Gurudev's biography, we would say, miracle of divine love. He himself was the embodiment of Radha Govinda Prem. He was the embodiment of the pure love, the unadulterated Prem, Shuddha Bhakti, Kevala Bhakti for Radha Govinda in the spiritual world of Sridham Vrindavan. He was the embodiment and personification of that. And he's inviting all of us, please, don't suffer anymore in this world. Janma Mritu Dravyadi Dukha Doshano Darshanam Anudarshan. Anudarshan, we are seeing one after the other. I'm seeing it now. This pain, that pain. Janma Mritu, Jara, Vyadi. Birth, death, old age. This is our darshan. Janma Mritu, Jara, Vyadi. Dukkha Darshan. Duk Darshan? Do you want Duk Darshan or Prem Sarup Darshan? Do you want to see the very form of Prem or do you want Duk Darshan? Dukkha Darshan. Duk Darshan. Like we have Doordarshan TV or something? There's Doordarshan. Well, the material world is Dukdarshan television. Dukkadarshan television. Birth. The pain and agony of birth. Old age, disease. It's not a bowl of cherries, as they say. It's quite a bitter pill. So, we don't want to talk about the negative. We want to distribute the positive. We want to accent the positive. There's great hope for all of us. There's great joy awaiting all of us. There is great joy. A life of happiness. A life of fulfillment. A life of satisfaction within the mind and heart. A life of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada is inviting all of us to take up the life of Krishna consciousness. Because the life of Krishna consciousness is a life of pure love. And a life of pure love is a life of unlimited ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.